It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, Larry, one way or another, however you look at it, I think it's officially summer just about every way.
Except for one ingredient, and that is the hot weather. According to the forecast, that's going to be happening soon. The Weather Service claims that early next week, which is the last couple of days of the month, we may see the hottest temperatures that we've had the whole month. The only temperature officially recorded at 80 degrees was way back on the 3rd. And it's interesting, all the time we've gone from then until now, we have not reached up to 80 degrees. The coolest temperature has been interesting. The coolest temperature of the whole month was 42 degrees. And that happened not long ago. It happened on the 19th. And then just this past week on the 22nd, we had a low temperature of 44. So, yeah, we've had a lot of chilly mornings, temperature in the upper 40s or 50. Overall, for the entire month, is not really that much different. Now, we'll see, as I said, the ending is going to be kind of warm. And as we get into July, July is our hottest month, and we expect that temperatures are going to be up at that time. The precipitation varied a great deal. Now, I could tell you numbers that has come from the Weather Service, but a lot of people are going to say, no, that's not the way it is with us. And that is the way summer showers are, especially thunder showers. The Weather Service has recorded 2.7 inches of precipitation for the month. Normal at this point is about 3.5, so a little bit less than normal. However, at my house, with my rain gauge, which is not an official rain gauge, but it's a good one, I recorded more than 6 inches of precipitation for the month of June. And I am sure many other places around had large numbers as well. We had an example this week where it rained hard in some areas and very little in another area. It's a hard statistic to deal with in the summertime. Also, according to the Weather Service, they had a drought monitoring that they do. And according to them, we are still in either drought or abnormal dryness. My area here, they classify as being abnormally dry. But in much of the state, especially the north central, it is classified as still being drought. That is largely because of the precipitation deficit that we had at the end of the year last year. We'll see. It's not unusual in July that we have hard storms, so we'll see what had happened. Other things of note, we have passed the solstice, which means that the sun rises, which was at the earliest it was for the whole year, 5:14, is now starting to get later. We are now in the range of 5:16. Not much of a change, but it is changing. On the other end, the sun sets, which were at 9:07, which is the latest sunset of the year, continues, and that will continue until the next weekend. We will start having sunsets a little bit earlier. So very slowly, the days do start getting shorter. We are in the waxing gibbous phase of the moon, heading towards the full moon. And no, June only had one full moon, unlike May that had two. Among birds, this is a time when the bird songs are still out there because, yes, there's a lot of birds that are raising their family within a protected territory, and they protect the territory with a lot of birds singing. It's still there, but not as much as it was earlier. And there are some birds that will sing on a daily basis. Indigo buntings and some of the warblers, red-eyed vireos, and so veery, some other thrushes. They will sing during this month. Within the last couple of days, I saw both a hooded merganser mother with her family and a wood duck mother with her family. And those are precocial, and they are active. They're able to swim and walk and so forth very soon after coming out of the eggshell. There is other things going on of note. Every walk I take now, I hear of a young raven. The ravens are early nesters, and so they are already starting to move out and fly. And what they'll often do this time of year is they'll follow around the parents, and they'll keep on squawking. They are able to fly, and they'll keep on squawking, kind of get attention and food from the parents. And I hear them every day, the raven squawk. Other things of note, we are at the time of the summer frogs, both mink frog and green frog. I heard them calling during my walk this morning, and they will continue for several more weeks. But they breed in bigger bodies of water than do the earlier frogs, which means when their babies hatch to become tadpoles, the tadpoles cannot grow up to become adults until next year. They have to survive a whole winter first under the ice. Meanwhile, the ones that had been calling and reproducing early, they're metamorphizing right now, and usually in July, I expect somewhere close to the middle of the month of July to start seeing these little baby frogs and toads hopping around. In addition to that, there's still some turtles coming up to lay eggs on land, but I think that has pretty much slowed down as well. June is the month of dragonflies, and it was not a disappointment this year. I have seen about a dozen kinds of dragonflies. Two kind really stand out as being most common. One of them is a black and white one called chalk-fronted corporal. They emerge from the lake early in the month, and they spread out. They do a lot of flying around our yards and our driveways and our houses and so forth, and they will frequently sit out in the sun to bask, as they call it, a chalk-fronted corporal, about a mid-sized dragonfly. Another one, which I have seen in real big numbers lately, is the calico pennant. Interesting dragonfly where the male is bright red, the female is more of a black-yellow. And they, when they leave the water growing up, they don't hang around the wet areas. They will go out to other places to do their basking and hunting. And it seems like if I want to see calico pennants, I go out to a field. I don't go to along a swamp. So they're active right now. That's June is the dragonflies. July is the butterflies. And the butterflies are showing up in good numbers right now. Once again, about a dozen kinds. The two big ones for the month being the monarch, which showed up about the first of the month from migration, and the tiger swallowtail, which emerged from the chrysalis also about that same time. The monarch generations will continue through the summer, but the tiger swallowtails don't last too much longer into July. They will be around for a while, but not as much. On the other end, we have some of the really little butterflies that are active now. The skippers, the crescents and checker spots, hair streaks, blues, all of these are tiny, and they are active at this point. And then we have some weird butterflies that instead of being so colorful, they are brown. And yes, I find those every walk I take in the woods. Wood satyr. Wood nymph is another one. Northern pearly eye, ringlet. These are all brown butterflies that are active now. And when we think of something brown flittering around like that, we think of moths. And the large moths are still happening. Had reports, several reports this week of Luna moths, a big green one, and then other large ones being brown and reddish brown, and that is Cecropia, Polyphemus, Promethea. These are all very large moths, almost big as the palm of your hand. But when it comes to large, I had a visit in the backyard this week that was really large. It looked like a giant wasp with an extremely long stinger. This is known as a couple of different names, but usually we call them a giant ichneumon wasp. And what they do with that extremely long, quote, stinger is they don't sting at all. They drill it into wood to lay eggs. I mean, this is like a couple inches long. And so when the critter is flying around, the whole thing looks quite large. They are harmless to us, but they take that that ovipositor and they stick it down into wood. They lay eggs there, and the eggs feed as parasites on other larvae that is in there. Interesting sighting this week. We are also having fireflies I think with these warm days coming up and the warmer nights, we may see them more active. Wait about an hour, close to an hour after sunset for seeing them. The tree blossoms have continued. During my walk this morning, I saw a lot of dogwoods in bloom. I saw high bush cranberry in bloom, mountain maple still in bloom. Earlier this week, I saw common locusts in bloom. So there are still some tree blossoms, but the trees are doing other things. They're starting to form some seeds. We saw that with red maple. This week, it's also sugar maple. And then there's these fluffy seeds blowing around from poplar and willow. They're still out there. And then there is the new growth on the pines, the extension of the stems, which grow bigger this time of year. It happens with all the trees, but it's especially noticeable with the conifers. Among the shrubs, during my walks every day now, I see blooming of raspberry, blackberry, thimbleberry, wild rose. None of them are very big, but they're all very colorful. Makes for very colorful walks and bike rides. The berry season had begun this week. I found the first of ripe wild strawberries. Wild strawberries are delicious, but they're very tiny. And the ones I found are only about the size of the end of your little finger. And then in the woods, I also found ripe berries. And fly honeysuckle. Soon there will be a few more. Among the wildflowers that are growing out in the open right now, and as I said, they're very colorful, we have purples of lupine and iris and vetches. Then we have pink of roses. We have red and orange of red clover and orange hawkweed. Yellow is yellow hawkweed. There's bird's foot trefoil, buttercup, goat's beard. These are all big yellow flowers. Among the whites are daisy, yarrow, and cow parsnip, which has just begun this week. Very tall plant with huge maple-like leaves. They just started to bloom. We are soon going to be getting into the July flora, and during my walk this morning, I saw the first black-eyed Susans of the season. The woods is filled with different kinds of ferns. Every walk I take, I am just amazed at how thick they are and how lush they are. Thank you to the recent rains, we are starting to get some fungi. The really big amount of mushrooms won't happen until a little bit later. We are also starting to get quite a plethora of spider webs, and I see those in good walks. We had some fog this week, and fog is just outstanding for showing up on the spider webs. If it weren't for the fog, the webs would still be there. But a fog allows them, the droplets settle onto the threads of the webs, and it allows them to be seen. And so, yes, I went out and walking in the fog, and I saw dozens of webs. So, yeah, great time to get out and take a walk. If we're headed for that heat that is in the forecast, you might want to take your walks early in the day. Anyway, have a good one. Take care and enjoy the rest of the month.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.